Before the 60s, the excess of outward show, what Trump would call spiritual materialism, like the collection of beads, bangles, dikshas,
and
prayers.
Also polarization in the in the revolution, in the political activist movement too.
Yeah, and when it got it political, that's when it got bad. When it went beyond the literary polarization, it got political.
Yeah,
and there were certain byproducts.
The fact that people were so unconscious in their anger and in their zeal to be holy, that impurity, the impurities of that system, are what create Reagan of now.
Self-righteousness.
I feel
reflected
that.
Reflected in Reagan.
It's a kind of a polar thing that leads to, like, the college kids today feel like they're rejecting what all of that was about because they reject the impurities of it. Is that true?
I think in the late 70s that was so. I think in the 80s that's all been sifted out, and what was permanently changed in America and in the world, actually, in terms of a world perspective.
Yeah, a lot changed.
I think is now sort of surfacing and coming back into understanding. The American situation is very special because it was the crucible for a lot of this.
Yeah.
But in Europe and in Russia, both sides of the Iron Curtain, right now, there's a huge interest, both literary, artistic, and social, political, in not only the 60s, but like the 40s, 50s, 60s, the whole literary change and the change of consciousness.
I find it, it's interesting,
you know,
I find it in Japan, I find it in Australia, New Zealand, like, which is 20 years back, or just coming up into the scene, just awakening that way. They're like the 60s now, I mean, that kind of feeling. But in Europe, I find I still find very heavy and very there's no yet lightness in the, there's not that spiritual curiosity yet, and I so that was partly economic, partly.
Well, I've been now for since 78 going to Europe several times a year.
Yeah.
What there are is something we don't have in America. It's like poetry be-ins involving like 20,000 people at a time.
Yeah.
In Amsterdam, in Rotterdam. At Cambridge, at the Cambridge Festival, smaller scale.
That doesn't say much about consciousness necessarily, though, Alan. I mean, don't equate poetry with consciousness to me.
I always do.
I know you do, but that's your occupational hazard.
Well, I'm art-centered.
You know, because there are a lot of people that are poets that are very lost in romanticism. There's very little awareness in their dance at all.
Well, the European poets have been lost in the hyper-intellectual trick.
Yeah.
Structuralism.
Yeah.
And language studies of a kind that dries out the heart thing. And the European tradition, since the beginning of the 20th century, has lacked the vocalization that's in the American tradition, the presentation of the body, putting the body into it, and the feelings and the emotions. So what's being picked up on right now in Italy, France, Russia, Hungary, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, and Germany, has been the sort of spontaneous mind aspect rather than classical, written down, music relation between poetry and music involving the body again. There's words and then music involving the song and the breath of the body. And the original hip thing, which was rejection of all political models, communist or capitalist, after a long period of communist and Marxist intellectuality, the Europeans are beginning to emerge beyond that into some exploration of consciousness in the art worlds.
In the art world,
and in the punk worlds,
yeah,
and in the rock and roll worlds,
yeah,
and in the new wave world,
yeah,
has gotten.
So-